It's time for Ask Dr. Daria on RadioMD.com. Do you have a question? Tweet your questions to @ShareCareNow using hashtag ShareCareRadio or email your questions to AskDrDaria@RadioMD.com. Here's Dr. Daria.
Welcome back. Next on up on Ask Dr. Daria, I'll be answering real ShareCare users' questions about all things health and wellness. Remember, you can always send us your questions. You can tweet us at ShareCare Inc. with the hashtag ShareCare Radio, or you can tweet me at Dr. Daria. You can also find us on our Facebook page. So let's jump into the questions. Our first user had asked, do you have any tips on staying healthy at the office? I touched on this a little bit last week, but I wanted to finish it up. And this was addressing a couple more issues. One was eye strain. We're all spending so much time looking at devices now, our eyes can get very fatigued. So every 2 hours, do it when you take that walking break that I also told you should be taking every 2 hours. That's a great way to take a break to prevent eye strain. So every couple of hours, look up, look away from the computer screen. You can do some interesting stretches for your eyes, even where you can hold up a pencil in front of you and slowly move it away from you to about 2 feet away and to a foot back. That really just lets your eyes change their area of focus. And that's what's most important, to not have them set in that same distance of focus for so long looking at the glare of the screen. Another one for staying healthy at the office is avoiding infections. Now, remember to wash your hands and also, especially anytime before you touch your face or eat or drink anything. I always, after washing my hands, also use a paper towel to turn off the sink and open the door of the bathroom to avoid getting what was already clean hands, getting them dirty again, using hand sanitizers, and clean your own surfaces. Even if you don't regularly have other people using your surfaces, it's a good idea to use some Lysol or Clorox wipes on your phone, keyboard, and mouse, just to keep them clean and reduce your risk of infection. Our next listener had said, what vaccines should I have if I'm considering getting pregnant? So for one, you know, that's really an exciting time and congratulations. It's going to be a miraculous, wonderful road that you're embarking on. Talk to your physician, however, because there are a number of vaccines you'd ideally want to have up to date before getting pregnant. Some like hepatitis, MMR, meningitis, and chickenpox you may have already had, but I always advise every woman considering pregnancy to have a thorough vaccination history discussion with her doctor before she is pregnant. And that's especially because there's some vaccines such as chickenpox you can't receive during pregnancy, but that could represent a danger to the newborn if you were to get infected with them while pregnant or in the early stages. And there are other vaccines that you can receive during pregnancy, but ideally, it's really better to be up to date before you're pregnant to avoid exposing the developing fetus to something that you could have otherwise avoided. One vaccine that you'll definitely get while you're pregnant, and that's the Tdap, and that's the tetanus, diphtheria, and acellular pertussis. That's due to research that's showing that Tdap immunity wears off over time and that newborns are some of the most susceptible to pertussis. So we now have this vaccine again between 27 and 36 weeks gestation, so the baby is born carrying a small amount of immunity and protection as well. If you're pregnant during flu season, then you should also talk to your doctor about getting the flu vaccine, as pregnant women are at a much higher risk of complications from the flu as well. So definitely want to talk to your doctor about that. Our next listener had sent in, how soon after a muscle sprain should I start exercising again? Now, really, it depends on the degree of the sprain. You really need to listen to your body and base your exercise and activity on your pain level. After a sprain, I like to advise my parents too when they get sprained, but my patients to rest for a couple of days, elevate, and ice. Once it starts to feel better and you don't have pain just doing normal things like sitting, standing, and walking, then you can start to exercise slowly. Start with gentle exercises, especially exercises just against gravity, even if it's a knee or an ankle, just kind of lifting it off the bed, lifting it off the couch, just to get a little bit of exercise against the gravity. Then you can move on to using a band to strengthen the area or other low impact exercise. You know, and it's also important to look at why you sprained something. You know, are the muscles around that joint weak? A lot of people can injure their knee because it turns out that their quadriceps or other injuries are their other muscles are weak and they're not protecting that joint very well. So that's also very important to note. And it looks like we may have a guest here. All right. Well, we'll keep going because we have a great guest. I really want to make sure we get him on for you. So we'll cut in if we have him. So, but again, remember, listening to your body is really important. There's no one date by which you can jump back into your activity and back into exercise. If you have pain, then stop. Next question I get asked by my patients a lot, and that is, should I use ice or heat to treat pain? Now, they're both modalities that we use, but it's important to use them correctly. So what I tell people is, after an acute injury, so that's something that's newly painful, swollen, bruised, you just recently injured it, icing is a good way to reduce inflammation and swelling. That's because ice constricts the blood vessels. That'll help numb the pain, reduce swelling and bruising, and also alleviate some of the inflammation. On the other hand, think more if you're having a more chronic problem like arthritis, tight muscles, stiffness, or muscle spasms. That may be where you want something like heat to use. It will increase the blood flow. All right. And we have, excuse me, but I have to interrupt because we have basketball champion and health hero Dominique Wilkins here with us. Dominique, are you on?
I am.
That's awesome. All right, everyone. I think he doesn't need any introduction, but amazing NBA career spanning a decade and a half. All-star game player 9 times, NBA all-star, all-time scoring list. We have Dominique Wilkins here with us today. Want to talk about him, about some causes near and dear to his heart, his health advocacy. All right, Dominique, talk to us about, I want to know, one of the things is how you manage to stay healthy and keep your diabetes in check while on the road and in the midst of a busy season.
Well, the key about staying healthy with diabetes is always staying active. And it's not so much going to a gym and working out, but get yourself physically moving. Go take walks. Go wash your car. Just keep yourself moving. And that's what helps you on from a physical standpoint on really living healthy and really kind of watching what I eat. You know, I make sure I eat a lot of fish, chicken, turkey, that sort of thing, and eat a lot of vegetables. But, you know, you still can have your favorite foods. You still cheat a little, but your body lets you know how much you can cheat. But it's the physical aspect that really gets keeps you healthy. And I do this pretty much every day.
That's so true, and it's so important. We've been talking about that in all of our other segments today about movement. Now, you are also involved in so many health causes. How did you become passionate about that work, and tell us about it?
Well, you know, I've been doing diabetes awareness now for almost 8 years with Novo Nordisk Pharmaceuticals and really building diabetes awareness programs and giving people healthy options on diabetes, on how they manage their diabetes, and give them healthy tips on food choices and things of that nature. So it's a very, very important thing for us. We've been working on this for the last 7-8 years, and the more people we touch, the more people we can help.
It's so true. And tell me what other causes you're championing and supporting right now.
Well, I'm also doing cystic fibrosis, Big Brothers and Big Sisters, American Heart Association. I mean, so I'm a part of a lot of different charities that I support.
That's awesome. Really making an impact, using health as a driver. And what about your, how have your own health experiences contributed to that?
You know what? When you affect it with diabetes, like so many people are, and myself included, it forces you to look at your health a lot more seriously. And just to look at my youngest daughter, too, to look at some of the health and things that she's going through. She has spinal stenosis and not able to walk now. I mean, it makes me focus on taking care of myself, taking care of my family, showing them different options and different things to so that they can use to better their lives. So it's a 24/7 thing in my house that we often talk about.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dominique, in our last 15 seconds, give us some pointers for encouraging healthy activity in your kids.
Well, the thing it is, again, keep your kids physically moving, get them off those video games, give them 2 hours of video games a day, and the rest of the day have them outside playing.
Awesome. Get them outside, get them playing, getting them moving. I wish, Dominique, we're going to have you back because this was far too short, and love the information you give us. I do have to say, go Hawks. I want our listeners to know, for more information, visit DominiqueWilkins21.com. Follow Dominique on Instagram at DominiqueWilkins21, Twitter at DWilkins21, or Facebook at Dominique Wilkins. You can also follow us at ShareCare Inc., hashtag ShareCare Radio, where you can send us your best ideas and comments, or me at Dr. Daria. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to ShareCare Radio on Radio MD, where we help you be your healthiest you. Thanks for listening, and stay well.